the Anshei Knesset HaGdola, approximately 50 years before 3,448, a body of 120 of the greatest Torah scholars assumed the spiritual leadership of the Jewish people. This august assembly, led by Ezra, functioned as the Sanhedrin, or Supreme Court, of the nation. Although scholars disagree as to whether all 120 sages served on the court simultaneously, or the Sanhedrin was composed of its normal quorum of 71 members while the others were alternates, nevertheless all agree that the Anshei Knesset HaGdola, the men of the Great Assembly, was the greatest scholarly assembly in the history of the Jewish people. Membership was composed of prophets and non-prophets. Among its more prominent members were Mordechai, Daniel, Ezra, Nehemiah, Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi, and Shimon HaTzadik. These eminent rabbis realized that Jewish society was changing irrevocably. The era in which the Jewish people received direct divine communication was about to come to a close. In addition, the majority of Jews would live in a state of exile outside the land of Israel. The awesome responsibility of leading the Jewish people during this difficult transitional period and facing the challenges of an uncertain future weighed heavily on their shoulders. Therefore, the Great Assembly effected far-reaching enactments that guide the Jewish people to this day, enabling the nation to survive spiritually during the long dark exile. The major accomplishments of the men of the Great Assembly include formalizing the text of the prayers and blessings. Tefillah, or prayer, is one of the Torah's 613 commandments. However, the Torah does not specify specific texts. Originally, people composed their own informal supplications and praises to God, with synagogues serving as the place for public Torah readings, which require a quorum of 10 male Jewish adults. Unfortunately, due to the vicissitudes of exile, the spiritual level of the Jewish people declined to the point where they could not compose proper prayers. Understanding the situation, the Anshei Knesset HaGdola enacted a formal prayer service containing all the spiritual states that a Jew is supposed to attain during prayer. By reciting the prescribed text, any Jew could ideally access the mystical Kabbalistic levels that Jewish prayer accomplishes. A common prayer book also united the Jewish people. To this day, the order of prayers for Jews from Poland to Yemen is basically identical.